Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banter Box Radio. Probably the best beer in the world.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banter Box Radio. This is episode 64 for this May the 17th. Goodness gracious, 2016. My name is Thomas Towson, and the guy next to me knocking everything off the table is Dan Knight. Dan Knight, how are you?
Oh, this is great.
I'm sure people can hear you when your mouth is...
I gotta get these things, so I gotta put them back on the table.
Alright, great. You've done a great service, but you should probably say hello.
Who?
Yeah, into the microphone.
What?
Yeah, okay, great. Without that contribution, we wouldn't have had a terrible beginning of the show.
Who?
No, you did a great job. I like it.
Okay.
Good job. Nice job on knocking everything over.
Well, you know...
It adds immersion.
It's the years of practice that led up to this moment.
So, Daniel, we're back again this week to do what we do.
Mm.
Which is what?
I try to shoot a apple off your head with a bazooka.
Wow. I'd not pay to see that. Well, I'd pay to see it, but I wouldn't pay to be involved.
Right. I'd pay to see it behind a black shield.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's not what we do, though.
Oh, and I'm blindfolded, too, at the time.
Oh, okay, great.
So it's real interesting.
Well, that's not what we do at all. In fact, what we do is we find the weirdest, most bizarre news that we can find for the week.
Oh.
And we just sit you down. Sit you down like, you know, sit on Pappy's knee. Like we're reading you a bedtime story, except it's...
We're prying your mouth open and regurgitate, what is it, regurgitating?
Yeah, like a baby bird, but this is more like when Pop-Pop sits you down and regurgitates stories into your mouth.
Into your mouth. Yeah. And then you let it sit on the taste buds for a while.
Yeah, you gotta digest, too. So.
And then you swallow or spit it out, depending on how you like that story.
This sounds oddly erotic.
It does. And
I'm becoming uncomfortable.
This is in the pants.
So what we do is we find weird stories and we tell you about them, and that's what we're going to do. No sense in breaking tradition now, right? So,
well, you know, there may be a time where we do.
Maybe.
But it's not this time.
Probably not. I mean, that's the whole point of the show.
It's what people are clamoring for.
They are. They're breaking down our doors.
Give me them stories.
So, folks, before we jump into things, let me tell you what today's national day is.
I can't wait.
That's my radio voice. Let me tell you what today's day is.
It's like a mix between a really terrible morning DJ and the singer from the B-52s.
We were at a party. Everyone had a national day. Let me tell you all about it. It is National Cherry Cobbler Day. Yeah, I gotta get some fun sound effects to really get the crappy DJ.
Bike horn and the... that. And get out.
Get out. So yeah, today's National Cherry Cobbler Day, which I'm a big fan of. Yeah, you're wrong. You don't even like cherry pie, though, do you?
Apple cobbler.
Yeah, okay. But really you don't like cherry?
And I can handle blueberry cobbler.
Huh.
Cherry cobbler always feels like it's a little too sweet. Like, it makes me wince. It's so sweet. Or it's too tart, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty tart. That's what I like about it, though. But
you like the tat.
I like the tat. Yeah, so it's National Cherry Cobbler Day, in which, of course, you worship it. You form
pentagram?
Pentagram out of cherry cobbler, and you summon the cherry cobbler Satan, and you give him one portion of your soul, in which he will rain down upon you throughout the upcoming year. Endless cherry cobbler. That's not what you do. You wouldn't do
you
that.
Or people.
It's just you. Yeah. Unless
they
offer.
Didn't contribute. A
yeah.
Soul
if they offer part of their soul, then yeah, absolutely.
So if we can all pitch together, and donate just a small fraction of our souls to the cherry cobbler devil, we'll endlessly be tarted.
Exactly. And it's really, it's a good plan to do it kind of like Groupon style, because if you get more people, you have to give up less of your individual soul. All he's doing is trying to collect one whole soul.
What if...
But if you come together, he'll just take a small sliver and break it up that way. It's sort of a, you know, the group discount.
What if I got, let's say, a group of my friends together, and I said, hey, you guys pitch in your soul to me, and I'll give it to the cherry cobbler devil.
Yeah.
And it'll, and I'll start working, and you get followers of your own.
Uh-huh.
And then to pledge their souls to you, and then you pledge to me. And I get all the cherry cobblers.
Yeah, see, there, then you start running into another problem, which is you have to deal with cherry cobbler Jesus, who always said, thou shalt not worship any false idols.
That's it.
Before him. So you got to worry about cherry cobbler Jesus, and then he takes it to the big man. It's like a whole problem. Just accept
cherry godler.
Cherry codler, yes.
Codler.
Accept cherry cobbler Satan into your heart, and have a great cherry cobblermas this year.
Shit. Well, you know, I won't.
Okay. Well, I will for the both of us.
Good.
Okay, so now that we've run through, I don't know, 4 minutes of cherry cobbler Satan.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Why don't we just get right into the actual apple cobbler?
Hmm. That's something.
I was going to say like the meat and potatoes, but we were talking about cobblers. So.
And you've said that before, too.
Yeah, I've done it before, so it's
just
done.
Just changing it up, which I appreciate you changing it up, but at the same time, I don't appreciate the half-hearted segue. You know, you're better than that.
I'm sorry.
If there's one thing you're known for, it's doing a solid segue.
I have been known to do solid segues. You're right.
At least once, I remember.
That one time that
in
I didn't all right
64 episodes.
All right, Dan, tell me what you got.
A man in Rohnert Park, California, has made several mistakes in a row.
How many?
I'd say at least three.
Okay, several. That's several, yeah.
That's more than two.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, he tried to rob a car wash.
Okay, that seems silly, but yeah.
I can't imagine you'd make out with a whole lot of money unless you were robbing the car wash that was owned by Walter White and family.
Yeah,
In which, you know, that's...
Yeah, that then
a lot more money than you originally thought.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
get.
Don't do do. I guess do, they do the car washes. They typically take credit cards now.
I think so.
Yes.
I don't. I haven't been to a car wash in forever.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah,
it seems silly. That's not where I would have gone first.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because it was an easy hit.
Perhaps. The man then demanded that the attendant fill his bag with their cash. Which is typical when it comes to a robbery scenario. He then presented an empty potato chip bag for them to fill with loot.
He knew how much he was getting then.
A potato chip bag's worth.
I like to imagine it wasn't a full size, it was a snack size.
It was like 50 cent bags.
Yeah.
He then followed up the skeptical glances from the attendant that he said, my bag is in fact held, there's a gun in my potato chip bag.
Oh.
So don't, no funny business.
Well, it's going to be hard to fill if there's a gun in it.
That's what I would think. And why exactly would you present the bag with the weapon inside of it to the person you're robbing?
Here you go. Here's my
not
gun.
Not hold it. And the reason why he did this, there's a very specific reason why
he's dumb.
No. Well, yes.
Okay. Tell me why.
The bag didn't have a gun in it.
Oh.
It had just cardboard in it. In the shape of a gun, I suppose.
Okay.
So the cashier saw that there was no gun in it, and called out to a fellow employee across the parking lot. Hey, like, hey, buddy, can you come over here and tackle this incredibly strange man? So they started kind of closing in on the guy, and he bolted. He took off in his car and drove away with no money, no gun. And sadly, no dignity left intact.
Or, I mean, really, the fallen hero here is he didn't leave with his chip bag either.
Yeah, I mean, how is he supposed to rob the next place without potato chips bags?
This is just poor planning on this guy's part.
My favorite part of the story is the next line.
Okay.
The cashier waited 10 minutes before calling the police.
wasn't even concerned.
Yeah, like that. In my mind, it makes me think they didn't even really want to bother the police with this because it just didn't seem worth it.
That's pretty good. I like that.
So,
and where was this?
This was in Rohnert Park, California.
Ooh, California. All right. We don't usually get stuff from California.
California.
Super cool to the homeless.
I've heard that, yeah.
South Park. That was a reference.
That some of you may understand it.
That was made. All right, great. I'm glad that we could
We'll make occasional South Park references on the show.
Yeah. Is it still topical?
Have you seen this?
Have you heard about this? So let's move on. Let's move on to somewhere quite a bit further away than California.
Florida?
No, much further. Oh. Germany.
Oh.
The German government has created a website dedicated to teaching the influx of Middle Eastern immigrants the ins and outs of sex, literally and figuratively. Ins and outs, you know. in German culture. In some places, the site offers advice on how to interact with and be respectful of gays and lesbians and members of the opposite sex. In other places, the site is a de facto instruction manual for how to have sex in different ways and in different positions. The site is adorned with cartooned illustrations of various sex acts that are equally graphic and clinical. And I want to point out
this and hilarious.
Yeah. The pictures that they're using are basically glorified stick figures. It's good stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. I like it. It's goofy and
the Lacey Man's Kama Sutra.
Yeah. Where was I? One section deals explicitly with young people trying to lose their virginity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it offers a helpful tip for the big night. Make sure that no one can disturb you. That's their tip.
So put that when you're at the motel, the cheap motel that you rented when you
use
hired
the little
the
door
hooker,
hang.
Yeah, you put the tell the maid don't come in.
Yeah. Unless she wants to join.
Or she's the hooker.
And then oh wow.
Dressed as a maid.
And then the maid is a...
Is dressed as a hooker.
Is a maid dressed as a hooker.
She's a maid dressed as a hooker?
Yeah.
Dressed as the manager of the hotel.
Wow. Wow.
Inception.
What an immersive experience.
I don't... That's a very specific fantasy of mine.
Yeah. You know, I get really turned on by upper management.
And they're not managing me. It's not like a power thing. I just... You know, I always like that.
I'm specifically turned on by
lower to
late
middle
late 40s, early 50s, middle management, or upper management hotel workers for failing hotels. It's very specific, very very specific. Also, they need to be dressed as a maid, dressed as a hooker.
Yeah.
But also have some clue as to the fact that they're upper management. That's what I'm really on. So.
And all three outfits have to be tearaway.
And they're layered.
Yeah.
Well, time for the maid phase. It's like a video game boss fight.
Oh my God.
Good
stuff.
That sounds
amazing.
That sounds great. Let's see. It goes on to describe the various sensations and emotions that people have when losing their virginity. The site, which cost the German Federal Center for Health Education $136,000 to create, is intended to bridge the gap between the typically reserved Middle Eastern attitudes about sex and the more open German approach, where public nudity is not uncommon and frank conversations about sex are the norm.
Mm.
While the website may make some more prudish people giggle or blush, the issue of sexual norms has at times been anything but a joke in Germany, as tens of thousands of Middle Eastern refugees have struggled to integrate themselves into German society. So this is,
that's a really weird way to do that.
That's why this is on here. Yeah, it just seems like it seems weird for the German government to put out a website that's like, hey, you want to have sex the German way?
Well, then, get ready to poop on each other.
You know, Megan hates it. Every time that I say that that's a German stereotype, she gets real mad at me. But it really is a stereotype. It doesn't mean it's necessarily true, okay? But it
or
is
that it's just the Germans.
Mm-hmm, that's right. But it is a stereotype. Just like Brazilians have their farts.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And the French presumably have their baguettes. I don't know.
And the Japanese have their tentacles.
And pixelation.
God. Yeah, the pixelation, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's a thing. But anyway, Germany, great, I guess. Great job.
Great job.
I kind of want to go to this website. Maybe I will after the show's over. Check it out.
Maybe.
That way I can learn how to make love the German way. For when you need that kind of thing, I guess. I don't know.
German loving.
Dan, what you got for your number two? See, it all comes full circle.
Oh, that's a hearty bellow. Wonderfully terrifying progress has been made at Disney World as of late. New technology at Disney Research, is working on replacing human-filled character costumes with robots.
With robots, you say?
With robots, I say.
The heck you say?
Now, they wouldn't be AI-based. Thoughts of an old Simpsons episode comes to mind with the Itchy and Scratchies.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that one?
Yes.
And how they go on a killing spree.
Uh-huh.
Not quite that, or Five Nights at Freddy's-esque.
That's unfortunate. I'd like to see Mickey with a butcher.
With a butcher.
Butcher knife. Holding a butcher
friend.
Yes.
Escorting him around the park. They would be controlled from an operator nearby. The robots would use a new hybrid air and water hydraulic system that will very closely mimic the movements of its operator, which I found kind of interesting.
But here's the thing. Immediately, the first thing I'm going to notice is that I'm going to get a text and be super unprofessional. Mm-hmm. The first thing I immediately thought of is if this thing is wirelessly controlled, someone's going to exploit this.
You mean hack the robot?
Yeah. This is absolutely going to be exploited if it's wireless. If it's going to be controlled through some external method.
No.
This is definitely getting hacked. Hack sword. Yeah.
Well, if it does get hacked, I can only hope that the hacker does something not offensive, but awesome with it. Like makes it breakdance or something.
Yeah.
Which is probably impossible. But,
probably, but not maybe.
But probably not maybe. A spokesman for the research branch said, quote, "The current hydraulic robot offers incredibly smooth and fast motion while maintaining back drivability and bi-directional force reflection, allowing safe interaction with people and the handling of delicate objects." So apparently this thing is like immediately responsive to the point where they were doing some tests with this kid. And they were, like, playing patty cake and stuff with it. And it was, it was going as fast as the girl was.
As fast as it can? Bake me a cake?
Exactly. And then I don't know the rest of it because I'm not a little girl.
Yeah.
But there's probably more.
Is that the requisite? You have to be a little girl to know all of it?
Yes. You have to be.
Okay.
So, honestly, if you think about it, it's like the thing is it's mimicking exactly what the operator does at like split second reaction time.
Mm.
So I'm thinking this is the start of mech-based.
Oh, not Cyberdyne.
Of Cyberdyne. No, I think that's, we probably are at that point, but it's probably another facet of technology somewhere else.
It starts with Mickey, though.
It starts with Mickey and then it blossoms out. He was the original Terminator.
Mickey was.
I can imagine that, that's essentially a mech suit. Aren't mech suits, they pretty much do exactly what you're doing inside of them?
That'd be pretty cool.
So,
Pacific Rim, but with Disney characters?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You see Goofy and Mickey flying in the air and beating the Christ out of each other? Yes. What? Ursula?
Yeah.
From Little Mermaid?
Yeah, she's a villain, and she's like a squid monster.
Oh, I get you now.
So Pacific Rim would be a squid monster. Yeah.
Exactly.
That'd be great. Okay. More on that, or just...
No, just, I'm just paving the road for...
Be on the lookout, because Mickey's coming for you.
That's right. He's coming to your house.
Night-night, and sleep with one eye open, because Mickey is now a murderous automaton, and he will be coming for you, and he will be killing you.
Provided his operator is nearby.
Yes. Provided that. Okay, so Dan, let me ask you a question.
No.
It's a question I've asked you many times in the past, but I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
You like burgers.
Yeah.
You're a fan of the good old-fashioned American meat patty?
Sure, yeah. Okay. Who isn't, right?
And how do you feel about summers? Like warm weather. You like warm weather?
Not particularly fond of it.
No.
Depends on if it's a dry heat or a humid.
What's more American than eating a burger on a nice summer day?
I mean, I guess that makes sense because you're grilling it.
Yeah. So,
it'd be
heat
warm out.
And burgers go great together, right?
At least to cook them.
Let's take it just one step further. Burger King has opened a spa in one of its restaurants, allowing customers to munch a Whopper while sitting in the steam room. Because nothing goes better than a nice meat patty and sweating from all your regions. A nice hot meat sandwich. Oh, it's all wet and damp and hot and gross.
That's disgusting.
While the idea of chilling out and tucking into a meal sounds like a great idea, chomping on a big burger while sweating from every orifice is probably not as appealing. Apparently not everyone thinks so, as the restaurant won an award after it installed the 15-seater sauna, where customers can lie on blue and orange benches while wearing a BK robe.
This is ridiculous.
You can even sit inside the spa and order in, thanks to servers who check in on people using the facility at the Mannerheimintie branch of Burger King in Helsinki, Finland.
Wow.
The Finns love their saunas. That's a huge thing there.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Like, everywhere. Everywhere. They're saunas and steam rooms are really big there. Because
I think if you were going to put an American spin on that, you'd need, like, a Burger King tanning bed.
Oh, God. That sounds terrible, but
yeah, I don't... The people who tan generally aren't overweight, so it probably doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to get a burger and get your tan on.
Not that I'm saying that the clientele of Burger King are all overweight. But I think we can all move forward.
Yeah.
And say, this isn't the greatest food to eat.
No, it's not the healthiest food. let's continue on. The aim is to eventually have tablets so customers can order in electronically. The website says the sauna is perfect for social gatherings or work. Yeah, because that's what I want to do. I'm going to leave on my work break to go get a hot, sweaty sandwich.
You imagine, like, a company that's, like, trying to impress a client? Let's take them over to the Burger King while I'm soaking in some chicken nuggets.
We've got one of our biggest foreign accounts here. They're all the way from Japan. Let's take them over to our finest BK sauna so they can get chicken fries and sweaty, gross nether regions. Nothing goes with delicious Dunkaroos like a sweaty butt crack. So the website says, where was I? Oh, yeah. It says it's perfect for social gatherings or work and costs $250 to hire for 3 hours. For your money, you get access to the 48-inch TV and branded towels, as well as a spa media lounge with a 55-inch TV. So there's two TVs. Wow.
Ooh.
And a PlayStation 4.
Wow. In a sauna.
Where you can play those Burger King games. What was that one with the King from forever ago?
There was a handful of them.
Yeah, there was. There was a platformer. There was a racing game. There was a number of stuff. There's also a shower room, locker room, and a toilet for when you gotta have one of them shower burgers.
Or toilet burgers.
For when you don't hate yourself enough. Go get sweaty in the sauna, order up a burger, and go sit on the toilet. No, go through the shower first, get it nice and soaked up, and then finish it on the toilet.
What if you order the burger from the sauna on your tablet, then go to the toilet?
Do they
have to bring it to you?
I'm just imagining.
I see you're making room for the Whopper.
Gross. I'm just imagining how sad it would be to be standing in a shower with a soaking wet Whopper, just eating it in the shower. Just sauce pouring down your arm and just like eating it as it disintegrates.
Boy, I tell you, that sounds like heaven.
foreigners may want to steer clear for literally every reason, but also because Finns tend to steam naked. Not the view you want when chewing on your French fries. Yeah. So you got sweaty, saggy, dangly, probably overweight man meat flopping around in front of you while you eat your burger.
Yeah.
Going to town on that sweaty burger. oh, nothing I want to look at than an 80-year-old man's, you know, spotty junk that's dripping sweat while I'm eating my gross wet burger.
Mm. Wasn't there a period of time where Burger King sold hot dogs?
Did they sell to them?
I think they selled them.
They still do. They just brought it back.
Did they?
The dogs are back, yeah.
Just in time for the sauna.
Yeah, just in time. From what I've seen, they look like disgusting crap. I read a review. I read a review that was posted the other day, just for fun, where they described the hot dog as, without going too vulgar, basically a burnt, hot, sweaty butthole, is how they described it.
In those exact words.
Yep. And it looked gross. Also, it's supposed to be a chili cheese hot dog, and it had four beans on it. So there's that. All right. Let's move on from that delightful imagery, and let's finish up. You've got one more for us.
I've got one more.
What is it?
A new study released has some very interesting news about the habitual porn viewers.
Oh, great.
The study showed that adult males and females that watched mommies and daddies having fun together more than once a week are more likely to be interested in God than those who get it on occasion.
Oh, that seems unrelated.
Right? That's what I thought. The study also showed they prayed more and had fewer religious doubts.
Because they saw magic at work. That's what it is.
Like, there has to be a God. This is, I can watch this.
Without having to go on the internet or pay a premium.
Well, I mean, the internet is the prime source of it, though. More than 1,300 adults were tracked for 6 years by researchers about their porn and faith. They found that 39% of adults in the U.S. had seen some form of porn in the previous year, with men three times as much as women.
Hmm.
Shocking.
Yeah. What a wacky statistic.
I mean, we all know that men are far less likely to view porn.
Pornography is the devil's work, Daniel.
Clearly it's not. It's Jesus's work.
No, it isn't,
Dan. Getting more people into the pews is what it's doing.
This is clearly the work of cherry cobbler Satan.
Oh, no.
Or Donald, praise be unto him.
While citing no real reasoning behind the correlation, many researchers think it's related to guilt. Quote, recent research suggests that more frequent porn consumption, especially for religious persons, is associated with guilt and embarrassment, potentially diminishing one's interest in religious or spiritual activities, while also potentially creating feelings of scrupulosity.
Ooh, I like it. Scrupulosity. That sounds
scrupulosity that may draw individuals away from religious communities, study said.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, when you put it like that, it makes no sense. No, I get where they're coming from. I just feel like this data sounds very made up. But if they claim, I guess.
I mean, it has to be guilt-based.
That's got to be what it is.
It's just like, they do a bad thing, and then they're like, I have to repent and pray.
You know, once you've started with, you know, like, dwarf fart porn, you never come back out the same flavor, right? You never come back out the same way you went in.
Oh, yeah.
So, I can imagine there being some serious guilt. And you know, no offense to the people listening right now, but you know.
Oh, I know.
More, I don't want to say it's religious entirely, but I'm saying the more repressed due to religious beliefs tend to be the freakiest.
Catholic.
Yeah.
They
like the weirdest stuff. In history, knowing people who friends that I knew who were very religious were into much weirder stuff.
Yeah, it's the repression kicking in.
Yep.
So you got to feel bad about having regular sex.
Yeah.
So then it's like, I gotta be a deviant.
Uh-huh. Gotta be a rebel and go all the way with the crazy stuff. Yeah.
I'll show you mom and dad and Jesus.
And Jesus. Because he's watching.
He's always watching.
Always.
Even always?
Always.
Oh, God.
Well, I gotta clear my browser history.
He's already been on there.
Oh, God.
And he's documented it upstairs. But that's all I got. Yeah. Okay. So, if you watch porn habitually more than once a week, chances are you're a Jesus freak.
Okay, does that work the other way around? If you're a Jesus freak, do you also watch porn more than once a week?
Yes.
All right.
It works both
ways. I like it. I like it. All right, so we got strong correlation here now. Yep. This is scientific data.
This is all reals.
This is all real, 100%?
100%.
Wow. That's impressive. All right, well, let me tell you something. I got something that is an all-new level of pretension.
Okay.
You ready for this?
No, probably not.
What was the movie? Was it, well, I mean, they had it in Spaceballs, and then they had it in that, was it Herbert Here's a, or Horton Here's a Who? Canned air, right? It's been used in sci-fi futuristic things where the smog's too high and they've had to have bottled or canned air and that kind of stuff. Well, it's all sort of been a parody, right? It's all been a big joke.
Yes.
Well, no longer. A high-flying entrepreneur has launched a new business selling bottled fresh air, which he captures on skydives for $300 each.
Oh my God.
Jacob Ungiers, a semi-pro skydiver, holds a little glass bottle downwards while plunging to the ground at 160 miles per hour. He quickly pops a cork in the 250 milliliter container before opening his parachute and landing down safely down with the bottled product.
Okay.
Jacob, 25, says the purity of the air at 15,000 feet will appeal to people living in congested and polluted cities. He also hopes some will snap them up for their symbolic significance. Symbolic. Get out of your own rectum.
Yeah.
Good Lord. $300. I left the 250 milliliter container size for a reason. If you're familiar, so let's say you're an alcoholic, right? If you're familiar with your alcohol sizes, your standard bottle size is 750. That's not a handle. A handle would be 1.5 liters. But a standard bottle size is 750. A half is it's not exactly half, but it's, oh no, I guess it would be 350. And it's, yeah, anyway.
325.
Huh?
325.
No,
it's 750 was the bottle.
Yeah, but half of that would be 375. But it's it is 375. Okay, so a half is 375, and those are pretty tiny. Mm-hmm. This is smaller than that. This is a tiny little bottle for $300 of skydive air.
He only does one every time he jumps?
I don't know. Maybe. I have no idea.
Sounds like a waste.
Sounds inefficient.
Yeah,
is what it sounds like. He also hopes. He hopes that people will also snap them up for the symbolic significance, which is none.
Mm.
Jacob, a finance worker who lives in Brixton, South London, came up with the idea after clocking up 700 jumps since taking up skydiving 7 years ago, because. I don't know. I guess, like, I'm spending so much money on this, may as well try to scam people out of their money. He launched Bottled at Altitude, that's the name of his company, complete with its own website 2 months ago. He's offering bottles at an introductory price of $150, but says they will soon shoot up to $300. Jacob claims to have sold a couple of his air bottles so far, but insisted it's still early days. And he defended the sky-high price tag, saying, "It's not just a bottle of air." He said, "Physically it is, but you're getting a premium product. Look, it's not just air. I mean, it is. But in a way that it isn't." That's the most nonsensical, dumb-sounding sentence.
What he should do is have a tagline for the product and be like, "It's not just a bottle of air. It's a bottle of care."
Oh my God, that is incredible. Wow, that's actually really, that's surprisingly good.
There it is.
So he said, it's got that little bit of spiritual and symbolic value. You know, because when I worship the wind god, I want to have a piece of him to come down to earth with me.
Garuda?
Garuda, yes.
Final Fantasy.
I read last year about some guy going around the countryside with a net and collecting air, which is, by the way, net. Worst thing you can use to collect air.
Yeah. Maybe use a plastic bag.
Maybe use literally anything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a colander might even work better. And
that
still got holes in
it. Screen door.
he said he read about a guy last year going around the countryside with a net and collecting air like that to sell. And I thought, that's great, but I can do one better than that. Air in the countryside is fresh, but not quite as fresh as air from 2.5 miles up. Good gravy, Miss Daisy. This guy has his head so far up his posterior that I'm surprised he hasn't peeked back out the top of his mouth.
Would you say he has his head in the clouds?
Oh my God. Get out.
You know, I would think that the quality of the air from 2.5 miles up would actually be not as good because...
What was that?
Because it's thinner. Mm. The air is less. Well, there's less oxygen content.
Well, I think it's still higher. It's more pure, though. There's no... not
because it's closer to heaven.
I think this is all... Yes. Oh, my God. This guy is just a... This guy's a tool. Let's just be honest. I don't propose to know anything about what he's doing, other than it sounds like complete horse pucky. Mm-hmm. And anyone that spends $300 for air, hear me out. If anyone right now is listening to this and is of the two people, which you're not, I know, but that bought air, you are a waste. Do not buy $300. In fact, do not even buy air. Any. Not even for a dollar. Not even 50 cents. Don't buy air. That's dumb. Certainly not $300 air. Okay, so now that I've gotten that off my chest, I guess that's going to wrap it up for the week, and it's going to conclude episode 64. 64 episodes, Dan!
Oh!
Yeah. Yep,
that's right.
Uh-huh. There was, you know, there was a Nintendo console named after this episode.
Named after?
Yeah.
Named after this episode.
This episode,
that
yep.
just came out.
It just came out, but that...
Console that came out...
Like, exactly. Yeah, it
was 10 years ago
yep.
or more.
Named after this.
One more.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. I believe you.
The logic is flawless. So, on that note, Dan, is there anything you want to say before we conclude today?
No, I have nothing. I've got nothing. Literally nothing to say.
Wow. All right, great. That's a first. you can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banner Box Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website. Remember, you can also submit articles that we can use on the show. If you like what we do, consider supporting us over at patreon.com/ghostshipradio. And that's all for this week.
And remember, 37% of the internet is comprised of pornography. Also, 1 in 10 Americans think HTML is a term describing an STD.
Thanks for joining us.
Check it, we got to do that.
Ew. I don't like it.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.